Seattle's Pike Place Market stretches for four city blocks. It includes a collection of old buildings, hundreds of stalls, and street musicians and actors that draw both locals and visitors. The themed market wakes up each day at 5 a.m. Among the first to arrive, flower vendors and fishmongers like Jason Scott.
My mother worked here before I was born. She used to put me in a banana box behind the counter, this nice cardboard box as a cradle. So I was behind the counter as a baby. And then when I was about 9 or 10, I started working. Put an apron on, and I would just ice the fish and sell, you know, little things here and there. And I came back out of high school and been here ever since. I'm 46 now. So.
His stand is known for its tradition of throwing a fish before wrapping it up for a customer.
And then instead of me walking it all the way around, I would say, one sockeye, hey, yeah.
Scott says
easy.
Fish
Don't worry.
Throwing is easy.
GT, hey, oh, yes, good. Turn sideways. No, other sideways. Keep going. Yep, there you go. Thank you. GT for Natasha. GT for Natasha. Hey. Oh! Wow.
Many Pike Place Market stores are family-run and have been around for generations. Russian-speaking immigrants opened Piroshki Bakery 25 years ago.
Not a lot of people understand what piroshkis are. People think sometimes it's a last name. So we do have to educate people a lot. So piroshkis are fresh baked pies. And the reason it's called piroshki is when you, if you go to Russia and you go to a market like this, you could hear ladies scream out piroshki, and that's why we call it piroshki.
Next to piroshki is a Chinese bakery called Mi Sum Pastry. It's owned by the third generation of the Fong family. They call their signature pastry the best and biggest hanbos in town.
The hanbo is kind of like a Chinese hamburger. It's filled with the meat. You can put a chicken or barbecue pork or curry beef, even vegetable.
But at this sprawling market, one of the most unusual places isn't a food or craft stall. It's the gum wall, where people can stick their tiny chewed up clump on a roll. Some apparently don't give it much thought, others try to be original.
This gum wall started about 20 years ago, when the theater asked people to not bring gum inside because they didn't want it under the seats. So people would put gum up on the outside.
Market officials initially tried to clear the sticky stuff off the wall, but new gum always reappeared. So they finally gave up. The gum wall quickly became a tourist attraction.
We manage anarchy here, and sometimes you just let it go.
And just like that, gum anarchy turned into an attraction, highlighting a more eccentric side of Seattle that locals and visitors love. For Natasha Moskovaya in Seattle, Washington, Anna Rice, VOA News.